All right, welcome. Mike Adams here with a quick discussion about slave reparations in California. And we're not going to talk at first about slavery itself, believe it or not, although we're going to get to that. And we're not even going to cover yet the discrimination against people of color who are living today. Because first, the real reason behind this, in my opinion, is actually the higher priority for the powers that be. And that is that they're using reparations to achieve stimulus in order to try to have another shot of adrenaline into a collapsing economy. So this is just another cover story for money printing and stimulus, which is like an adrenaline shot for a junkie that's almost dead of an addiction or something. And so they need to jab the needle into the heart and then put another shot of adrenaline in there. That's what this is. And I called this. I mean, I predicted this, a couple of years ago. I said, there's going to be a point. Well, I'm not the originator of this idea, but I should say I communicated this prediction, but I read it from somewhere else, that the IRS would even begin to, at one point, refund the federal taxes that people have paid because they're going to try to shove money back into the economy in any way they possibly can to try to keep the patient alive. Now, that hasn't happened yet from the IRS point of view, but reparations are exactly that same kind of thing. So there was COVID stimulus money, and some people believe that economically speaking, that COVID was allowed to take place so that there could be another money printing emergency, you know, another round of stimulus, keep the market afloat, keep the currency afloat, keep people believing the economy is working well, which it isn't. The economy is a disaster. You should listen to Greg Mannarino on this and Gerald Celente and other you know, financial experts. I've interviewed Andy Schechtman, and you know, Peter Schiff is out there talking about all this stuff, and they're all right. They're all correct. The economy is in shambles, so they have to cover it with all the stimulus money. So what the governments are really doing, even at the state level like California, is they're trying to figure out, how can we just shove money into people's hands? Well, reparations, right? Even though logically, to claim that it's reparations for slaves, there's a gap there since no one living today has been a slave in America. You know, other than, of course, the child trafficking cartels and the dungeons and whatever else is going on in some deep, dark corners. But I mean, there hasn't been institutionalized slavery in America, you know, since early 1860s, the Civil War and all that. So again, nobody living today has been a slave in America. Now, it doesn't mean they haven't been discriminated against, which I'll talk about in a minute. But this cover story of that we need to pay this money to descendants of slaves for slave reparations, it doesn't quite add up, does it? Now, in the bigger picture here, I think that the Federal Reserve should pay reparations to all Americans from whom they have stolen trillions of dollars, if not quadrillions of dollars, over all the years and all the derivatives and, you know, all the debt and all the obligations and entitlements and everything. It's who knows how much money that is. It might be trillions. It's a lot of money. And it's been stolen from the American people, black, white, Asian, Latino, you name it. It's been stolen again and again and again, generation after generation. So if we want to actually set things right, I say yes, reparations to people of color and to everyone from whom wealth has been stolen by the central banks. That's my position. We all deserve our money back because we've all been ripped off just from the money printing. But getting back to what California is specifically trying to do here, they want to give out something like $220,000 to each of something like 2.5 million black people in California, who I suppose are assumed to be descendants of slaves. I'm not sure what kind of proof or evidence is required. How do you apply for this 200 grand if this goes through? But in any case, it's, if you do the math on that, and I'm not doing it in my head at this moment, but the media was saying this would come to something like $580+ billion. So $500 billion, let's just round it off to that, $500 billion. So, okay, a couple of questions, right? So number one, who gets this? How do you qualify for it? Since every human being on the planet today has come from, according to mainstream scientists and archaeologists and paleontologists and so on, we all came from a relatively small population of Africans from the continent of Africa. And that was the dawn of human civilization. Well, not civilization, but the human genotype many, many hundreds of thousands of generations ago. That, at least this is what mainstream science says. So what it means is that there is African blood in all human beings that are living on the planet today. So in essence, and I'm not saying this sarcastically, I'm not trying to diminish anyone who is a person of color today, who you would look at and say, okay, that's a black person. I'm not trying to diminish that. What I'm saying is we are all human beings. We are all one truly large family, believe it or not. And we are all African Americans. Every single one of us in America, we are African Americans. That's why I have said in all seriousness that people ask me, what is my ethnicity? Well, I say I am Afro-Irish Native American. And that's all true. My ancestors came from Africa. My ancestors came from Ireland. My ancestors include Native American people. And so I am Afro-Irish Native American. And it's not a joke. It's not satire. It's not trying to be cute. It is a fact. And again, all of us are Afro in our ancestry if you go back far enough. So technically, I suppose, again, I don't know how these rules are going to work, but couldn't anybody in California say, well, my ancestors came from Africa too, so I qualify for this as well. And maybe that's the point. Maybe that's what California wants to do, is to have more stimulus money into the hands of everybody, including those who are willing to just declare that they're African American, right? So I don't know how they're going to run this, but it's going to be interesting to see what qualifies, right? And God, I hope that they do not get into like percentages of African, or, you know, what, how black are you? Those kinds of questions, because I think that's very racist for a state to do something like that, where you have to prove that you're 5/8 black or 3/8 black or whatever. I hope they don't do that. It is so demeaning. It is the commoditization of a human being. It's anti-human to do that, to say what your value in this equation comes down to, what percentage of your blood came from this ancestry. I mean, come on, aren't we past all that here? I mean, can't we look at each other and say, yeah, we're brothers and sisters. We're on team humanity. We all have value, no matter what our ancestry, no matter what our skin color, no matter what our, you know, ethnicity or even sexual orientation or whatever, we all have value to add to this world. Not that everybody adds their value to the world. Some people don't, but we all have potential for value to add to the world. Maybe that's the more correct way to say that. So in any case, where is California going to get this money? Good question, right? Where do you just get $500 billion to pay everybody? And then is California going to sell more state bonds? So they're just going to basically print money, in essence, to hand it out to people. So then who's going to be left holding these bonds, which will soon be worthless? So that's almost an engineered theft of money from whoever the bond buyers are. Although I would, maybe you couldn't call it theft because they're entering those contracts with consent, you know, voluntarily, but they're going to lose all that money because the state is going bankrupt. But the other question, the bigger question, is what does $200,000+ even mean in California today? Especially when the Federal Reserve keeps printing more money, destroying the value of the money. So, okay, let's say you write a check for $250,000 to every person of color in California. Well, you know, you can't even buy a house in most places in California with that money. You can't buy a house. Now, you could buy a car, sure, a couple of cars. You could pay rent for a while, not very many years, though, by the way. You could do certain things with it, but it's not enough to alter the course of your entire life, especially when the Fed keeps printing money. So that $250,000 is going to be worth 2% less every month in terms of the purchasing power. 2% less every month. And you know what that means in about 3 years, let's say roughly with compounding interest, I'm doing the math in my head with the rule of 72. In about 3 years, at 36 months, it's going to be worth half of what it was when you got it. So you give 2.5 million black people, let's say, $250,000. In 3 years, that's only worth $125,000 in purchasing power. So it's kind of like you give them something and then you take it back, right? You give them something, you take it back. And there is a racist type of term for that, that makes, which I'm not going to repeat, but it makes reference to Native Americans. You've heard of this blank giving, which is a racist, again, you know, it's a disrespectful terminology that is historically inaccurate. Anyway, it wasn't the Indians that gave and take back. It was the Europeans that actually did that to the Indians. But nevertheless, you've heard this phrase, blank giving. Well, that's what California is doing to black people with this. It's like, here, have $250,000, and then we're going to take it back and leave you with only half in 3 years. But they're not admitting that, you see. So again, it's not enough money to change your life. Who's going to qualify for this? And doesn't everybody technically qualify? And then the money's going to be worthless in a few years anyway. So it's just virtue signaling. This is not really reparations. If you're going to offer reparations, number one, you need to offer them to all the people who were harmed by your actions, not just people of a certain color. And then secondly, the reparations need to be meaningful and they need to right the wrongs. And $250,000 is not enough to do that. Not even close. So that's why I came to the conclusion that this is just all about pushing stimulus money into the hands of more and more people to try to keep the zombie economy alive. And that's what it is. It's a zombie economy, and they just want more reasons to push money into the hands of more consumers. They go out and spend, buy stuff. And then they can claim, oh, look, the economy's great. Well, it's a zombie economy, okay? So the state of California doesn't care about black people. State of California doesn't care about veterans or homeless people or anybody. The state of California is a corrupt criminal cartel run by a bunch of traitorous, well, criminals. And that's what California is. That's what Newsom is. That's what Pelosi is. That's the state of California. Well, at least it's corrupt, rigged government that the people of California aren't really voting for, by the way. The election rigging is so bad there that you can't trust any election outcome in the state. Now, just as a final thought, none of this means that people of color haven't been discriminated against in their lifetimes. People living today, if they're old enough, they grew up in a time when there was rampant discrimination against black people in America. But today there is rampant discrimination against white people in America. And this, obviously, just changing who you discriminate against is not the answer to all of us figuring out how to live together. So that's why I always say, how about we stop discrimination universally? How about we stop the theft of money from people universally? And that would require an honest money system or a gold-backed currency. So here's my challenge to the state of California. You want to help black folks in California? Give them gold. Give them silver. Give them something that will outlast the value of the currency that you're going to give them. You give them fake fiat currency, it starts to diminish immediately. You give them gold and silver, that stuff lasts beyond the fall of civilizations. So that's my take. And I would love to see the state of California come up with $587 billion worth of silver and hand it out to people of color all across the state. Because that would be the first honest money they've seen in their lifetimes for most people of any color. But you're not going to see that, obviously. You know, California's not going to buy up gold and silver and hand it out to people. They'll buy up gold and silver and hide it in the bunkers that Newsom controls, but they're not going to hand it out to the people. They're going to give you fake money, fake fiat currency that's going to be worthless. See, folks, it's just another form of modern-day slavery. Yes, and I say that intentionally. Modern-day slavery. So they're going to pay you reparations with a slave-based fiat currency system. It's just a trick to make you to continue the slavery in a different way. We're all slaves under that system until we return to honest money. That's my take on things. God bless you all. God bless America. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.